Governor?
Hey, good to be on with you. Sorry it has been so difficult to connect.
I thought maybe you put us on call block or something.
No, I think here's who knows what the problem is, but we've got it's all good. Got you now. You got me.
All right, very good. Good to be on with you again here, Governor. All right, now, at midnight tonight, you have a deadline on this pension bill. Have you decided what you're going to do? Are you going to veto that, or what's happening in the next six hours?
No, I've already signed that and filed it, so it's good to go.
Did that just happen because a lot of people thought that, was that done publicly?
No. I mean, maybe if people want to do something ceremonially at some point, perhaps we'll do it. But, is the bill what it could have been and should have been and ultimately needs to be? No. But is it a very good bill in that there's nothing in it that's bad for Kentucky? Absolutely. And a lot of good work. The reason I've praised people so repeatedly from the evening they took that vote is because it was not an easy vote against a whole lot of noise and opposition and a whole lot of, static. These folks stepped up and did what was right for Kentucky. And it's the first of many steps that will ultimately need to be taken if we're going to actually keep sending pension checks to people.
Right. And you were talking about the KEA's responsibility in this versus the teachers, that you're not trying to insult the teachers, but the KEA, you thought
no, the
was...
KEA, what's the KEA done? Where have they been? All their protests, all their anger, where have they been for the last, the 8 years prior to me and the years before that? When did they ever storm the castle when Governor Beshear repeatedly underfunded them every single year, sometimes less than 50% of what he was supposed to put in so that they could spend the money on other things? When did all they did was spend millions to get him reelected? They're absolute frauds. They are not looking out for the best interest of their teachers. They're looking out for the best interest of themselves. The KEA leadership is a fraud. And look no farther than the fact that they came here on the budget bill and on the tax bill. They booed and hissed every time somebody voted for either one of those bills. They put out a statement decrying those who voted for those bills, saying they would remember them in November. They would vote them out. Shame on them. And now, 3 days later, they're putting out a statement saying that shame on anyone that doesn't vote to override the veto. They literally are on both sides of the same equation a few days apart. They're phonies. They're not even sincere. I respect the teachers who go into the classroom and teach the students, and I'm grateful to them because 8 of those students happen to be my kids. And so I appreciate the kind of work that they're doing. But the KEA, where were they? What have they done with all of those teachers' dues except waste them supporting a governor who underfunded them and created this process?
Were those numbers made public every year during the Beshear years so that people could have made notice of that?
Every single year, every single budget. I've put more money into the teachers' plan in my 2 budgets that I've submitted than the previous governor did in 8 years. More in 2 years, in 2 budgets, than he did in 8 years. And not just relatively. I'm talking absolute dollars. I've put more into the teacher's pension and every other pension than he did during his entire 2 terms.
All right, if the teacher's... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's just a fraud. The KEA is a joke.
All right, there's work to do Friday and Saturday for the state legislators. We know the teachers are talking about a sick out, a potential sick out. Or would you consider firing teachers? Do you have that power to fire teachers like Ronald Reagan did the air traffic controllers way back in the day?
I'm not even going to hypothesize or worry about what could or would or might happen. There's things allowed. And again, punishing...
Hey, we're getting a bad signal on you, Governor, on this one, on this report.
Here's what I'll say. If we want to punish students by having their teachers walk out on them because they're instructed to do so by the KEA, the KEA doesn't know which side of this they're on. They were against it. Now they're for it. The point is, I think they just want mayhem, and that's a shame. I think teachers want to teach their students, and I'm grateful to them for it, and I hope that that's exactly what they'll do.
But if there's a mass sick out, is that illegal? You referenced that in some capacity.
No, there's nothing illegally about being sick. I think people are getting sick of people playing games, but I'll leave that up to the to the people of Kentucky to decide. There's nothing. People are allowed to be sick.
Your vetoes obviously made a lot of news here on the budget bill and tax reform. The legislators can override your veto. So what happens after that?
Well, if they do, then they do. Then it will be the law. But it will. I will say this: if they do, it'll be a better bill than it is now, and that's really the whole point of this. This whole process. Understand this. I mean, the House and the Senate and this governor's office are aligned politically. We don't agree on everything. We don't see eye to eye on every single issue, and that's fine. But this process is proceeding just exactly as it should. Not everybody agrees on the exact destination or even the way to get there, but we're making unbelievable strides and unbelievable progress. And if there is ultimately an override, it will be a better bill. And if there's not, we'll still end up with a better bill. Either way, we're going to end up with a better bill and better positioning than we would have been. And here's what I know. All the things that are getting done would not have been done if there was not somebody in this office advocating for them. Look at the last governor. He did nothing to help the pension. And that's why it became the worst funded in America on his watch, while the KEA stood by and applauded him and reelected him and spent millions pumping him up. It's remarkable to me.
All right, do you have
KEA has really severely let down their membership.
But on the budget bill and the tax reform bill, do you have an evolved view of the cuts that were made? Because you asked for so many, they ignored a bunch of those, and you vetoed. So what do you have? Are you softening your stance on some of the cuts that were out there?
No. Again, we put in zero funding for 70 different programs. All of which are non-critical programs. They're not even the original intent or purpose of government, but they're things that when government has enough money, they can afford to do extra things. Funding for this program, scholarships for that, et cetera. These are all nice things. It'd be awesome to be able to fund every one of those 70 and 70 others beside, but that's not always a possibility. So what the legislature did is restored the funding in their version of the bill that has some of those things in there. And so, I don't know, maybe a third or a half of them they restored funding for, and the other half to two-thirds do not. So we're agreed that some things we just don't have the money for. We disagree as to which things we should spend money on, but that's all right. Again, this is how the legislative process works.
And when it comes to taxation, are you softening your view of service taxes or the cigarette tax or any of these things?
Well, I don't know what it's softening. I mean, here's the thing. I, like just about every other normal person I'm aware of, doesn't like to pay taxes for anything. And yet, that's how everything gets paid for. So everything, if we want roads and we want policemen and we want school teachers and we want highway workers and whatever the case might be, we have to pay taxes in order to fund these things. So I'm not softening. What I'm simply saying is let's provide the best bill we possibly can. Let's broaden the base. Keep taxes as low as possible, capture as much as we can from as wide a populace as possible to make sure we pay for the things that everybody's using. And let's also make sure that we don't leave this state absolutely devoid of any emergency funds, which would be a terrible, terrible mistake.
A lot of people online are sharing a video of you talking to a group, and a woman stands up and ties in the Parkland shooting with a foster program that you were talking about. And anyway, you gave a long answer, and then she was rolling her eyes at you. And so my point to get to is, do you think we're in a post-discourse era now where people, they make up their mind and they don't want to trade ideas anymore, and so you're going to believe what you believe, and the woman rolling her eyes at you is going to believe that, and never the twain shall meet?
There's a lot of truth to that, sadly. We're a post-civil discourse world. Not entirely. There's still plenty of good civil discourse. I mean, I just literally was in meetings with the House and Senate leadership when we were supposed to connect earlier today, and we had been talking about these bills that we were just talking about a moment ago, talking about where we agree on the path forward, where we disagree, et cetera. And so you have good civil discourse. Now, we happen to be friends, and we happen to like each other, but in a world like that with that woman, I didn't know her. She didn't know me. And so sometimes people's minds are made up. And go on social media, look at how angry people are, how vitriolic they are, and how just mindless so often they are. Look at the signs of people who protest and march around and just read the things. They don't even make sense sometimes, and some of them are just rude and offensive. That is the world in which we live, but that doesn't mean we need to aspire to that. I say let's live up to something better than that. Let's aspire our young people and ourselves as well to do better than that. We should be able to sit down and have disagreements, but be at least civil in the course of doing so.
You're not getting rolled eyes at you from your own party members that are in the state legislature. You feel like that you guys are going to be able to massage these bills through one way or the other.
Oh, absolutely. No, with no any question. I'm 100% confident that we will have a budget and we will have a tax bill that will be better than anything anybody would have imagined would have been possible and will be better than it is even at the moment we're speaking right now. It's going to continue to get better. There's two more days. They have Friday and Saturday. I am 100% confident we're going to get to something. And if for some reason we didn't, we still have the rest of this fiscal year to get it done as well. So whether we get it done in the next couple of days, whether we get it done in the next couple of months, it'll get done before the fiscal year ends, and that's what's important.
All right, we're way over time. I appreciate it today. Thanks, Governor.